The pandemic is driving a record-setting boom in the housing market, according to new numbers just out today. And as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, it's also exposing the ever-growing gulf between the haves and the have-nots in America.
Overall, about 20% more homes were sold in September compared to a year ago, but the most dramatic increases are happening at the top end of the market. Sales of homes costing $1 million and up have more than doubled since last year.
I don't ever recall home sales doubling in a 12-month time span. Very unusual.
That's Lawrence Yoon, the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors. He says people are working from home while juggling their kids' remote schooling, and many who can afford to are buying bigger houses. Mortgage companies are making money hand over fist right now. They're doing so many more home loans. Some are running ads like this.
And although together is great, together with more space is better.
It's not just the super rich buying bigger places. A home selling between $250,000 and $500,000, those saw a 36% jump in sales. Meanwhile, the median home price has also just hit a new record, $312,000.
Now, it is great news for homeowners as they're seeing equity rise and rise.
But Yoon says prices are rising too fast. Economists like to see home prices climb in line with people's wages, but home prices, he says, are way beyond that.
It will eventually lead to a choking point where first-time buyers simply cannot show up to the market.
Because they can't afford to buy any house they'd actually want to live in. And he's worried that that will lead to even greater income inequality.
A divergence in society where you have the haves with homeownership gaining their equity, are those people who would like to become homeowners continually being frustrated.
Yoon says already there are fewer first-time homebuyers. As far as what's driving up prices, it's low interest rates, and there also just aren't enough homes for sale. Construction is ramping up, so that should help eventually. But for now, homebuyers are quickly pouncing on the few homes that get put up for sale.
The days on the market at 21 days, that is the fastest ever recorded in our monthly series.
That could be a sign of just how desperate people are during the pandemic to get out of a smaller home and into a bigger one. Chris Arnold, NPR News.